Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Gas prices, burger prices, the heat, the cooling centers, Moso, Mark Auerbach, and a gang at Golden Years Home Healthcare. It's the first day of August in the hot summer days of 2022, and it's all in the mix today at Pioneer Valley Radio. Thank you for being with us, Shepherd, here. First, your forecast. Partly sunny today, a high of 84. The winds are 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. The skies, of course, low of 64. Winds are light and variable. Ultraviolet index at 4. Humidity, 52%. Well, hot again, huh? City of Springfield will be opening cooling centers. This will be Wednesday, August 3 through Friday, August 5, due to the anticipated heat. And according to local weather services, temperatures are expected to stay in the mid to high 90s with humidity. It's back again. Well, gather ye burgers while ye may. Ground beef prices are up 12% since this time last year, which is higher than the current inflation rate for the U.S., which is right now 9.1%. Severe drought, high demand while reeling from pandemic disruptions, and inflation is to blame. Experts predict that meat prices could go up another 9% to 10% next year, and cattle experts say it could take years to get back on track. Well, while we're talking about things that are just zooming upward, gas prices actually are not. They're averaging $4.22 per gallon in Springfield as of Monday. This comes from Gas Buddy. And the lowest price for a gallon of gas in Western Mass, $3.93 per gallon, while the most expensive, $4.46, compared to nearby areas, Connecticut, $4.28 a gallon, and Worcester, $4.44 a gallon. Nationally, the average price of fuel decreased last week, $4.17 per gallon. National average down 65.5 cents per gallon from a month ago, standing at $1.02 per gallon higher than a year ago. Bing Productions presents the Moso Brass Quintet in a free concert Saturday, August 20, rain date Sunday the 21st, at Camp Star Angelina, 300 Trafton Road in Springfield's Forest Park. The Moso Brass Quintet, featuring Gerald Surfass and John Charles Thomas on trumpet, Lauren Winter on horn, Scott Cranston trombone, Stephen Perry tuba, and according to Perry, the program, which will be announced from the stage, including classics by Bach, Brahms, Copland, pops and jazz by Ellington, Strayhorn and Lennon and McCartney, and marches by John Philip Sousa. You got everything going on. Perry added that the program is family friendly, and will last approximately 75 minutes. The amphitheater at Camp Star Angelina is outdoors, and people should either bring blankets and cushions or lawn chairs. Tickets are free, but advanced reservations are requested. You can go online to eventbrite.com. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno joined with Springfield Carnival Association and Caribbean American African Athletic Social Club to celebrate Caribbean Cultural Festival and Parade at the CAASC on State Street. The mayor brought greetings and presented a proclamation to Gloria Scarlett, the president of the CAASC, declaring Monday, August 1, today, as Caribbean Cultural Festival and Parade Day in the city of Springfield. And they've announced that Paulette Henderson, funeral director for Henderson Funeral Home and Cremation Services, as the Grand Marshal Carnival Parade. Mrs. Henderson was presented as the Grand Marshal with the sash by Valbert Johnson, chairman of the Springfield Carnival Association. Well, it was a beautiful day Sunday to join friends Cesar Ruiz and Brian Santinello and the employees of Golden Years Home Care for a cookout in the fresh air.
Not every organization treats its employees as well as certain organizations do. And today, I'm very pleased to be here with an old friend and a good friend of Pioneer Valley Radio, the man behind Golden Years Home Care, Cesar Ruiz. Hello, Cesar.
How are you, Brad? How are you?
I couldn't be better because I've been invited to this splendid employee party that you're throwing today here at the Elks in Springfield. Congratulations and thank you.
Well, thank you. You enjoying the Spanish food?
Are you kidding? I'm a citizen of all nations when it comes to cuisine. So I'm here with Cesar. And really today isn't about anything more than you treating your employees to a nice feast and a day out in the fresh air.
That's absolutely right. It's an opportunity for us to get closer to our caregivers. It's a way to say thank you for all they do. Because without the caregivers, we have no business. They're the ones that do the day-to-day care for our various mothers and fathers that we have. Because I consider all my clients personally my mother and father. It's not rhetoric. It's what I really feel, and it's the culture that I've built into Golden Years.
And that is the product being manufactured here, support and help for families throughout the region. And Golden Years has been here, now you just told me, about 5.5 years?
That's correct. 5.5 years, we've gone from zero to 658 employees, caregivers.
That's remarkable.
That is remarkable. It's God's grace, yeah. No doubt.
You moved into a spiffy new building a while back?
We did. We took over the old ski house that everybody's familiar with at East La Meadow Rotary, the
right.
famous Rotary. And it's 12,000 square feet, and it took us about 2.5 years to renovate the entire 12,000 square feet, which we've completed just recently.
I recall. I remember when it was in the planning stages, and that's wonderful to see it come to complete fruition. So today we're sitting here under a nice pavilion at the Elks in Springfield, and the food is a combination Spanish and American. And I'm having pork and chicken and Spanish rice and salad and everything else under the sun. It's fabulous.
It really is. And we, again, we're going to continue to build on this. This is going to be an annual event for us. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to next year, as we're also looking forward to our Christmas party that's coming up, because we can't do enough for our caregivers.
Yeah.
And our caregivers, everyone thinks it's easy to take care of another human being. It's not. We have to really work hard to search for those caregivers that have the natural DNA of caring, understanding, love, and compassion.
Oh, well, God bless that. I don't intend to let this gentleman over here recede into the shadows. Here having some chow as well is the Director of Public Relations, Brian Santinello. Hello, Brian.
How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. Brian was my entree into the world of Golden Years a few years back, and it's been a wonderful association between you folks and Pioneer Valley Radio subsequently. It's good to have you here today.
Absolutely. You know, as Caesar said, our caregivers are our front line, and they're the most important aspect, along with our administrative staff. But I call Golden Years the give back company. We give back to the Rays of Hope, we give back to the schools, we give back to the veterans. But to make that possible, we have to have the best caregivers there are. And that's what makes all of this possible.
Well, it's just, as I said a moment ago, it's just terrific to see all of this come to fruition and to grow the way it has. And it's going to do nothing but obviously continue to grow under your auspices. And also today, you got families here. The kids of your workers are all here. They're bouncing around in the bounce house. They're about to come flying out at the dessert table. they feel that by radar, you know. So anyway, guys, thank you for making me a part of this and for Pioneer Valley Radio.
Absolutely.
And God bless your continued growth. Caesar Louise, Brian Santinello, you guys, thank you and have a great day.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
And this Monday, we check in with venerable live theater reporter Mark Auerbach. Mark?
A Little Night Music, Stephen Sondheim's delectable adaptation of the Bergman film Smiles of a Summer Night, plays Barrington Stage Company August 6th through the 28th. Julianne Boyd directs and Robert LaFosse choreographs with musical direction by Darren R. Cohen. The score is all waltzes, and it includes Sondheim's most famous tune, Send in the Clowns. The cast includes Tony Award nominee Emily Skinner as Desiree Armfelt, Jason Danieli as Frederick Egerman, nominee Mary Beth Peel from Anastasia and Follies as Madame Armfelt, and Sierra Bocas from School of Rock as the Countess Charlotte Malcolm. For details, barringtonstageco.org. Tian Hui Ing, music director of the Pioneer Valley Symphony Orchestra and music faculty member at Mount Holyoke College, has been appointed music director of the New England Philharmonic, a community orchestra in Greater Boston. He'll be juggling these assignments with his roles at the White Snake Project and the Victory Players. For details on New England Philharmonic, nephilharmonic.org. For details on Tian and Hui Ying, www.ngtianhui.com. The Birds and the Bees, Judith Lynn Stillman and Friends, Headline Seminars Concert, August 7th in Worthington. Hannah Stillman, flautist Roush Broad, and violinist Charles Dimmick perform music of Palm Beach Bonus, Biftank, Vaswitz, Boulanger, that's Lily Boulanger, and Stillman's The Poet as the Mortal Bird. For details, seminars.org. The Full Monty, the stage adaptation of the hit film with book by Terrence McNally and score by David Yazbek, comes to the Little Theater of Manchester at Cheney Hall through August 21st. John Pike, known for his work at Goodspeed, Hart School, and the Nutmeg Summer Theater, directs. For details, cheneyhall.org. Things I Know to Be True, Andy Melville's award-winning drama about family dynamics, plays Great Barrington Public Theater, August 4th through the 14th. Judy Braha directs. Brenna May, star of Berkshire Group Shirley Valentine and Wham Theater's The Bakelite masterpiece, heads the cast. For details, greatbarringtonpublictheater.org. John Medusky and the Medicine Singers play a benefit concert for Alliance for a Viable Future, August 7th, at the Bombeck Center for Arts and Equity in Florence. Medicine Singers, the revered powwow group, sing in an Eastern Algonquin language indigenous to Massachusetts. Experimental guitarist Yonatan Dot joins them. John Medusky and friends headline the program. He's a keyboardist credited on over 300 recordings to date, most notably as a member of the groundbreaking trio Medusky, Madden, and Woods. For details, bombyx.live. And the Majestic Theater has announced its summer series at West Springfield venue. Among the summer highlights are Schoolhouse Rock Live Jr., performed by the Majestic Children's Theater Program through August 10th. Dan Kane will showcase many of the area's talented young voices August 26th and 27th. The remainder of the month will be filled with music concerts featuring tunes made famous by others, including the Eagles, Van Morrison, Joni Mitchell, Rod Stewart, the Beach Boys, Elvis, Cher, Kenny Rogers, and more. And entertainment and our very own Pioneer Valley Radio's Brad Shepherd appears in Brad Shepherd, I've Heard That Song Before, on August 14th. For details, MajesticTheater.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you to all of our guests for being on the program today, and thank to you, the listeners, making Pioneer Valley Radio what it is. Our next program will be tomorrow, Tuesday, of course, up online and available to you on demand day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Be well. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.